Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Bienvenidos a la iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. Amen. So all we want to say is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. And you got to have that attitude. Say, Lord, you got something for me. I ain't letting you go. Just get a hold of that bone, you know, and say, hey, I'm not letting go. You got something for me. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And we're going to be talking about when troubles come. And you know, troubles come. This is a little early. I was going to say later on, but listen, troubles comes to the saved and the unsaved. As saved believers, we should know what to do. Use the Word of God. Amen. That's why it's so important that we stay filled with the Word, so we don't allow the negative things to come in and we don't allow the negative things to come out. Amen. Because we can say those things, but you can have what you say. So it's best to put the zip on the lip and not speak those things. Amen. So God's not finished with you. He's not finished with you. He's got great plans for you. None of them include defeat. So all we need to do is we need to make ourselves available. Amen. Know that you can do all things through Christ. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Know that you're a winner. You're a champion. And you're an overcomer. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, man. Don't take nobody's mess. Okay? Don't take the devil's mess, you know. As a matter of fact, the Bible says you only have one enemy. But you don't have to bow down to him. The Bible says submit yourself to God. You resist him. You take authority. And he's got to flee from you. Yeah. Amen. Let's say, he don't want to hang out with you no more. Well, good. Because Jesus hangs out with me. The Bible says he never leaves me nor forsakes me. Amen. Wherever I go, he goes. Amen. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And then we'll get started. Amen. But it says, let your words agree with God's word. But you got to get in the Word so it can start coming out of you. Amen. It says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Let the Word of God flow from you. Man, agrees with the Word and you start speaking the Word. Amen. And the next one says, this nugget says, what God says about you is his truth. If you say something different about yourself, then the bottom line is that you're not telling the truth. You're just lying to yourself. Amen. Just because the world says it, just because so-and-so said it, doesn't mean it agrees with the Word. Yes. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. I'm excited. I want you to be excited. Before we go any further, let's grab our swords and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Yes. It says, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. I don't know about you. And we're going to be talking about some giant storms today. When troubles comes your way, we're talking about troubles. We're talking about storms of life. Amen. It says giants or the storms of life are defeated. Let your giants of care, fears, sickness, problems, troubles, lack, or whatever others you want to name, defeat you. Don't let them defeat you. Defeating them doesn't depend on your abilities. Jesus has already defeated them. Amen. He paid it all at the cross. And we got to remember that. We don't have to rehash all that. Say, wait a minute. That don't agree with the Word of God. I'm not receiving it. You don't have to receive it. We're not trash cans. Don't let the world, don't let nobody just come and dump on you. I say, wait a minute. I'm not receiving it. You go somewhere else because that's not mine. And it don't agree with the Word, so I'm not receiving. So you got to go somewhere else. Jesus has already defeated them. It says you fight a spiritual battle daily, and God has given the church, the body of Christ, that's us, spiritual weapons to use. One weapon is the blood covenant Jesus bought for you. Don't let any uncircumcised giant or circumstances take your victory away from you. Victory belongs to me. There's victory in Jesus. Amen. There's nothing bigger than Jesus. Amen. So whatever comes against you, guess what? He's got to go against you. He's got to go against Jesus. Who's backing you? Whose are you? You're his. So you know what? They got to go. Submit yourself to him, and they have to flee. It says, believe it, receive it, act on it, and press on, child of God. Amen. He wants us to press on. You're a warrior. You're a soldier of God. And what do soldiers do? They press on. They press on. They don't go back. They don't retreat. They go back. They press on. Amen. And that's what he wants us to do. Amen. So praise God. I hope you receive that. Amen. Praise God. When trouble comes, and they will come, like I said, the saved and the unsaved. But how you act on it is up to you. Amen. That's why it's so important you stay filled with the Word and not with the world. Amen. World and world. It says, when trouble comes, pray, seek, speak. What are you going to speak? Faith-filled words. Basic, I'm going to speak what the Word of God says. And if it don't line with the Word of God, I'm not receiving it. But I'm going to speak what the Word of God says. Amen. And that's what we need to do. Keep going. These are good. Good nuggets. It says, when trouble comes, let go and let God. What does he tell us to do? Cast it on him. Give it to him. Why are you still holding on to it? You know, when you go to a dumpster and dump your trash, you leave it there. You don't take it back. So he says, you know what? I've got a mission for you. You're not going to fulfill this mission if you got all this weight on you, got all these cares on you. He says, just dump it on me. Give it to me. Cast it on me. Amen. And then press on and go and do what I want you to do. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, when troubles come, focus on God's ability to care for you. Amen. So he cares for you, and he wants you to cast all these cares on you. Why are you still holding on to them? He wants them. Give it to him. Amen. Make him happy. Keep going. It says, the world is hell without Jesus. Amen. It is hell. If you don't know that, you should know by now. But the world is hell without Jesus. We need him. We fight a spiritual battle. With him we win. Without him we lose. Yes. Amen. So, and you're going to hear that again in a few minutes. Keep going. These are good. We magnify the storms of what? Of cares, troubles, problems, whatever you want to put on there. We magnify them more than God. And we got to start speaking like the world, because, you know, when you hang out with the world, you're going to hear all the problems. And what are they doing? They're magnifying their problems. Their problems are bigger than God. Amen. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, once in a while, you let them know, I don't have those problems. I give them to my God. And my God wants them, and my God takes them. Amen. Let them know. Let them know the truth. The truth is going to set them free. They need to hear the truth. All they do is passing the bad stuff around, you know. I'm not receiving that, and I ain't going to hang out. It says, Psalms 86 and 7. We got some good scripture for you. Amen. But Psalms 86 and 7 says, New Living Translation, I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Amen. You know you have faith in him. You're going to answer. You're going to call in him, and he's going to answer you. New King James says, in the day of troubles, I will call you, for you will answer me. You know, when you have your God and you have a relationship with God, you know he answers your prayers. And you know he's there, and he wants to come, and he wants to sup with you. But we got to let him in. Amen. We can't ignore him. Good scriptures. You can write these down. Next one. John 16:33. Easy to read. Verse says, I have told you these things so that you can have peace in me. You can have peace or you can have hell. The problem is, it's your choice. In this world, you'll have troubles. But be brave. I have defeated the world. Amen. Do you know? He defeated the world. He was crucified. And he died. He was buried. But guess what? He rose again. Amen. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, the me is in caps, you may have peace. In this world you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And you know what? Through him we can overcome the world too. Amen. Those troubles are going to come. But how are you going to act? How are you going to act to it? Amen. Woo, hallelujah. It says, troubles come to all people. Again, you hear it. Saved and unsaved. Amen. So, still, James 4:7-8, that's what? It says, therefore, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and what he's going to do, what? He's got to flee. He can't hang out. And then, says, if you draw near, verse 8 says, if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. He don't want us to be double-minded. Amen. He wants us to be straight and think straight and renew our minds. because the world's going to tell you something, and they're going to tell you something, and it's just gonna, it can't be that way. We got to renew our minds to what the Word of God says and keep our minds clean so He can talk to us, amen, and we don't let the garbage in. Says Amplified says, submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Says 8 says, come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. Ooh, come on now. So troubles, again, keep going. Okay, leave it right there. It says trouble comes to all people, and all we got is unsaved and unsaved. So thank God we're saved, amen. So we've been through these storms of life. Some of us love to camp out, because we're always magnifying the storm. We're always magnifying the problem. Amen. We camp out for days, weeks, and sometimes for years. And some of you watching, some of you listening, you're still hanging out with the wrong crowd. You know that steal people? They're still negative. They're still saying the bad things. They're still doing this. They're still leading you in the wrong way. It's time you get rid of them people. Amen. And confess Him as your Lord and Savior and start walking with Him. If you maybe you need to rededicate yourself back to Him and say, Lord, I need you. You know, like the prodigal son, you know, coming back to the father and saying, I can't do it without you. And press on, you know, and do what He wants you to do. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. We magnify the storms more than we magnify God. Again, very basic, very simple, but we need to get this right. Confess the right things, not the negative things. Magnify Him first. Matthew 6:33. I like the NIV because it says, but seek first what? The kingdom of God, His kingdom and His righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. And I like 34 that says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. We're always worrying about tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. But what about today? It says, what about tomorrow? But tomorrow will worry about itself because each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. So, you know, one day at a time. Don't worry about that, you know. We're going to take care of the day. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. One day at a time. Sis, we cannot escape from encountering troubles in life, but God has given us His power and His authority to drive troubles away, to calm every storm. Use His power and His authority. Speak faith-filled words and calm every storm. I say, wait a minute. Stay calm. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. The devil tempted Jesus. Jesus stayed calm and says, no. Says, you cannot prevent the birds of, let's say, birds represent troubles or storms or cares that fly over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest over your head or on your life. Amen. They're going to fly, but you know what? They ain't going to camp out. Amen. You hear the words, but don't let them stay. Rebuke that. Say, I don't receive that. Delete it. Let it go. I'll renew your mind. I'm not going to start thinking that way. Your mind, the battlefield is your mind. So you got to keep it clean and you got to keep it renewed. Otherwise, you're going to start thinking like the world and you're going to start speaking like the world and you can have what you say. Amen. So we got to be careful. Stop running from troubles, storms, worries, and cares. Take a stand, speak His word, and calm every storm. It's going to come, but how you receive it is your choice. I said, well, that's not for me. You better go somewhere else. You better go next door. Because it's not stopping here. Amen. Woo, praise God. Amen. Psalms 46:1 says, oh, I skipped one. I missed one. Yeah, I did. I missed one. It says, magnify Him first. Matthew 6:33 and Psalms 34:3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Yes. Amen. And the Amplified says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us lift His name together. Amen. His name is above every name. Yeah. Amen. In earth, under the earth, and in heaven. Yeah. Praise God. So, you know what? Magnify Him. Yeah. It's gonna bless. He wants to hear that. Amen. And now you can go. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our what? Refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. You know troubles that's going to come, but he's always ready. So we got to keep ourselves ready. Amen. Praise God. In the New Living Translation, New King James says, He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, again, troubles is going to come, but you know what? How do you react to it? How you act with it? What's your choice? The Amplified says, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Amen. Amen. You can depend on Him. Yes. He's already defeated Satan and all his cohorts. Amen. So praise God. When storms of life come, realize who your source is. Yes. His name is Jesus. Amen. If you don't know, we'll let you know. Amen. And James 1, 2 through 4 says, New Living Translation says, Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity of great joy. And the Bible says, and Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So, hallelujah. Says, and verse 3 says, For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. And 4 says, So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. I'm looking at King James. New King James says, Brothers, count it all joy when you fall into what? Various trials, amen, or various temptations. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. You know, He's covered from A to Z and back. He's got it all planned, you know. Before He built the world, before He built anything, He saw it all the way through and back. And it's complete. It's perfect. There's nothing. He didn't leave anything out. So, you know, if you're around people and saying, oh, He forgot this, He didn't do this, you better get away from Him. Storms come. excuse me. Storms, we're talking about storms, troubles, always get our attention. First, realize He is your source. Jesus is your source. Philippians 4:19 says, What? My God says, And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Amplified says, And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to His riches and glory by in Christ Jesus. So, He's got it all. So, why do we need to go somewhere else, you know? Praise God. Know that the world, sin, booze, drugs, and anything else is not your source. Because if you get in the sin stuff, when you get sober, when you come off your high, you still got cares. And you still got problems that are facing you. So you know what? You can't pretend. You just can't fake it. You know, you got to be for real. Because the enemy, Bible says, John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So He wants you to enjoy it. Amen. And we need to do that. But we got to walk in the truth. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. It says, Can't get away from it. Can't get away from it without Him. Nothing can take His place. Nothing. Nothing. Amen. We try to find other things, but it ain't going to take His place. The world, again, the world is hell without Jesus. Amen. And if you ain't confessing, if you ain't living the Word, confessing the Word, you're going to find out it's hell out there. Amen. You try, you know, hey, Jesus woke me up, and you walk out the door without Him, spending time with Him, that world is going to eat your lunch in a heartbeat. They're going to have your attention fast. Amen. So spend time with Him. Get your priorities right. Serve Him first. Amen. Seek Him first. And you know what? When I spend time with Him, I'm ready for whatever the world brings. Amen. Whatever giants are facing, whatever troubles, whatever storms are coming, you know what? I'm ready. And you're ready. We often depend on self. Our skills, our abilities, family, friends, booze, monies, drugs, world, and sin. Let's not go there. Amen. That's not for me. That's not for you. Amen. Jesus is our source. All is well when everything is nice, comfy, smooth, and easy. We forget about Jesus. Just like the prodigal son said, hey, Dad, it's my time, you know. I'm going to give me my money. It's time for me to go and live it up. But you know what? When the money's gone and you're down and out and you go find yourself with the pigs or scratching with the chickens, you're going to say, you know what? I could do better at Father's house. That's what he said. Do you know what? And when he came, Father was expecting him each and every day. Each and every day, Father went and looked down the road waiting for the son. You know, some of you watching, some of you listening, Jesus has been waiting for you. He's still waiting for you, and you're down and out. And it's time for you to say, I've sinned against you. Come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Or rededicate your life back to him, you know, and say, oh, I can do better than this. Yes, you can. And you know, when he looked down the road this time, here comes the son. And the son comes to the father, and he tried to tell the father why he's no good and why he can't do this, why he can't have that. And the father ignored all that. And he told his servants what to do and what to put on him. Yes. Amen. And kill the fatted calf. Woo, hallelujah. Let's get down, man. I want some tacos, man. Enchiladas. Ooh, hallelujah. Am I hungry? A few more minutes. We forget about Jesus, just like the prodigal son. We use him like a spare tire. You know, when you're driving down the road, you're just cruising, you know. You don't even care. You got a spare tire. Well, we can't treat him that way. Amen. We can't treat him that way. It says part-time believers, no match for a full-time devil. That devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's full-time. We just can't pretend to be Christians on Sundays only. Once a year or whatever. No, we got to be full-time ourselves. Amen. Because, again, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's all, every day. Often. Often. All the time. Amen. So, we forget about Jesus. And you know what? If you're not renewing your mind with the Word of God, you're going to fall. And you're going to forget about Jesus. And you're going to start treating them like a spare tire. Amen. Only as needed. I'll call you if I need to. Only in case of emergencies. You know what? If you dig me out of this one this time, I promise I'll change. Well, how many times have you heard that? Huh? Or how many times have I said it? Woo, got to be careful. We are powerless without him. Again, part-time believer is no match for a full-time devil. You're no match to the daily storms of life without him. You can't do it on your own. You fight a spiritual battle. And if you're in the flesh, you're no match to the enemy. Amen. We fight in a spiritual battle. With him we win. Without him we lose. That's it. So get on the winning side. How many times has he lost? None. And he never will. So get on the winning team and stay on the winning team. Amen. Realize God is your source of power. And have an attitude of gratitude. And depend on him. It says storms, hopefully will drive us to God and not away from God. Amen. Don't let the world, don't let friends, don't let nobody, distraction, sin, or anything in this world drive you away from God. It's so important that you stay connected. Stay connected. Maybe next week we'll talk about staying connected to the vine. We got to stay connected to our source, our power source. Amen. If you're not connected, you fall in a heartbeat. Amen. It says unload all excuses, all excess baggage of sin, excuses, and distractions, or whatever trips you up. You know, whatever trips you up may not trip me, but whatever trips me may not trip you. But still, unload all excess baggage of whatever makes you turn from God. Amen. So let's remember that. Get rid of it. Devil and all his friends, anyone or anything he uses against you. And you know, we got saved and unsaved people. So guess what? Either you're for God or you're against God. But the enemy is going to use people. So you got to be careful. Amen. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Your only enemy. And the Bible says in James 4, 7 and 8, says, therefore, submit yourself to God, resist the devil. You take authority. You use your authority. It's so important that you get the word in you so the word can start coming out of you. Amen. But you're speaking it. Amen. Don't just hold it back. It says, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God and he'll draw what? Near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Again, this is a double portion. We're getting it twice. But that's okay. It's again. Yeah, there it is. And 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8. We talked about this already. But the next one says 1 Peter 5, 7 and 8. New King James says, cast all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. It says, be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom may devour. How does he know who to devour? What you're speaking. And we're going to have that scripture in a few minutes. But death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you're speaking. So those words are either positive or negative. They're either right or wrong. There's either life or death. But guess what? You're speaking it. But you're thinking about it. And if you're thinking and you know it's wrong, don't say it. You didn't sow it. You didn't speak it out. You thought about it and delete. Don't let it come out of your mouth. I mean, well, I had to say it. No, you didn't have to say it. I know all the negative stuff. I know all the negative words. I know all the cuss words. But I don't let it come out of my mouth. I thought about it, but I say, not delete. That's not of God. That ain't going to bless nobody. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the Amplified, man, it says, cast all cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. Whatever it is that's bugging you. That's why it's so important you renew your mind. Because the battlefield is the mind. Cleanse it. You know, cast it on him. On him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. But he says, be sober, well-balanced, self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. It says, the enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around as a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. And he's listening. So don't try to sneak words out because he's listening. And you know what? If you say them, you open the door and he can just walk in. Amen. You've heard this before. He says, don't give the devil a ride because if you give him a ride, he wants to drive you the rest of your life. So, no rides to the devil. Keep going. The next one says, Philippians 4, 6. We know all these things. Says, don't worry. It's a New Living Translation. Don't worry about what? Anything. Instead, pray about everything. You know what? If you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. Just tell God what you need and talk to God what you need and thank him for all he's done. That's what you want to do. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. If you don't know what else to say, you say thank you. You don't have to get too deep. You know, say, well, I can't. Yeah, but you know how to say thank you. It's kind words. Thank you, Lord, with gratitude. And the New King James says, be anxious for what? For nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Depend on God daily. Guard your words. Speak faithful words. Sounds hard, but no excuse. Just do it. It's a choice. You know you have choices, and you're always going by choices. So you know what? Just guard your words. Zip the lip. Don't say it. Don't tell me I had to say it. I had to do it. No, you didn't have to. You know what? Jesus could have called a legion of angels when he was at the cross. And that he could have been rescued and said, you know what? I don't want to die for these ungodly people. The same people that welcomed him into Jerusalem last week, now this week, they're crucifying him. And the Father was ready to defend his Son. Amen. But Jesus says he's going to fulfill. He says before he goes back to the Father, he says, Father, forgive him. What about us? You know, people have done you wrong, but you know what? You got to be strong and put your Jesus glasses on and have his love and his compassion to say, Father, forgive him. I forgive him. You forgive him. Don't hold it against them, you know. They don't know any better. And you know what? They're going to see the love, his love and his compassion in you. And it's going to open and it's going to touch their heart. Eventually, I pray for their salvation, Lord. Bless them. Touch them. Amen. You can't have my glasses. You can't have my Jesus glasses. Says Philippians 4:13 says, for I can do some things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, for I can do everything through through Christ who strengthens me. That's the New Living Translation. The New King James says, I can. And you can take the I out and put your name there. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. Amen. Personalize some of these scriptures, you know, to put your name on there. I can do all things. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Instead of going around saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. Jesus could have done the same thing, but he didn't. You know, on a daily basis, I'm sure, he went to the Father and says, Father, I need your strength. These people are ugly. These people are bad. You know, be around negative, bad people. You know, he needed extra strength, you know. So, if he needed it, so do we. Amen, so do we. Our words are carriers of life or death, positive or negative. Death and life are in the power of the tongue you speak, the words you speak. Amen. The Word of God says it. So we got to be careful. Just because so-and-so said it, don't make it right. And just because they said it, don't mean you have to go and repeat it. We're not parents. Amen. Know what the Word of God says and be obedient to what it says. And confess what the Word says, not what the world says. Amen. Again, Proverbs 18:21, here it is. In three translations, easy to read version, says the tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. Could be a negative, could be a positive, but it's going to bring. Why? Because words are seeds and you're sowing them, you're planting them into your garden. You just didn't give it to somebody else. You planted it in your life, in your garden. So it's going to grow in you. So, you know what? I don't want bad weed and bad seed in my garden. Amen. New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You're going to eat it. You said it. It's coming back to you. Well, I gave it to them. No, you didn't. It's coming back to you. Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will indulge in it, eat its fruit, and bear the consequences of their words. Amen. Woo. So, Lord, deal with him. Says, most of the words spoken today are negative words that bring death, trouble, problems. Opens the door to the devil to come in. So if you're confessing these things, guess what? You're opening the door. So you realize, what's he doing in the back seat with me? What's he doing in the car with me? What's he doing in my life? Well, you open the door. So guess what? You invited him in just by what you said. So you got to correct yourself. And you got to start speaking the right things and quit saying the negative things. Amen? Whew. Listen. We're bombarded daily by this negative world. And I'm going to show you. Cells, TVs, internet, newspapers, radios, people, family, friends. We're bombarded on a daily basis with negative stuff. So we got to be careful to renew our minds with the Word of God. Amen. Otherwise, we start thinking that way. Amen. Says, we're tribeans. Spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit, we feed the Word of God. Our souls, our mind, our will, emotions, we renew our minds with the Word of God as often as needed. Not just once a day, once a year, once a month, but as often as needed. Amen. Cleanse it, wash it with the Word. Amen. And our body is the flesh. And the Bible says to crucify your flesh, because the flesh wants to be easy. The flesh wants to be lazy. The flesh wants to be lukewarm. And Jesus says, I'll spit you out of my mouth. I'll vomit you out of my mouth. He said, I'd rather you cold or hot, but not lukewarm, not double-minded. Amen. Trying to please God and please the world. Nope. Give it up. Amen. Crucify that flesh, because the flesh wants to be nice and easy, nice and comfy. Romans 12:2 says this. New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think. Amen. The enemy and the world wants you to think a certain way, and they bombard you with all the negative stuff so you can start thinking like that. Amen. It says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Amen. And that's me. That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So you're going to hear things, and you're going to see things, and you're going to be around things. So renew your mind to what the Word of God says. Amen. Woo. The power of faith-filled words will completely change your attitude about the words you speak. Amen. They can change your life and future by sowing seed. Words are like seeds, sown, going before us, planting your future of life or death. So your words go before you. You speak to me. And I'm speaking life. I'm speaking positive. I'm speaking good things over myself. I'm lining up with what the Word of God says. Not with what's against, but what lines up with the Word. Amen. I'm speaking the Word over myself. You do the same thing. That's what He wants you to do. He wants the best for you. He knows about you. Those of you watching, those of you listening, He knows the worst about you. Amen. And still loves you the most. And He's waiting for you to come home. He's waiting for you to say, Lord, I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. He's waiting for you. You know, He put you here on a mission. He put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose, to be down and out. And He's got a mission. He chose you. So you know what? It's time for you to choose Him and accept Him, you know, and say, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I rededicate myself back to you. Amen. And start living for Him. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. And start living the lies of the world. Start living. Don't let the enemy steal from you anymore. Amen. Ooh, man. That blessed me. If it don't bless you, I'll take it off. People react to troubles in different ways. People react to troubles in different ways. Some grumble. Some gripe. Some groan, some growl, but some grow. We need to grow. Amen. We need to grow. And that basically is we're maturing in the things of God. Amen. We need to grow in the things of God. One step at a time. How do you climb the ladder? You know, one run at a time until you get to the top. That's what He wants us to do. You don't give up. You just keep going. Amen. So, are you going to grumble, gripe, groan, or growl, or grow? We're going to grow. And see yourself, you know, see yourself a winner. See yourself a learner. Don't see yourself a loser. And don't let nobody call you a loser. You're not a quitter. Amen? You're a learner. You're maturing each and every day in the things of God. So you want... No, I'm not going to say that. You're just growing daily and maturing daily in the things of God. I was going to say it takes some of us longer, but that's okay. We're still in God's team. Amen. So it says troubles will never leave a person the same. It will either leave you bitter or better. Hopefully, it'll leave you better. God wants His best for you. God gave His best. He gave Jesus. Jesus gave His best. He gave His life. And He wants us to give our best, to give our lives back to Him. Amen. He paid a debt He didn't know. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. But I can rededicate myself back to Him and give my life to Him. Amen. You watching, you listening, you need to do this. Give your life to Him. You can live a successful life even in the midst of troubles and storms of life. Whatever storms come, it doesn't matter. My God is bigger. Amen. And when you're living for Him, it doesn't matter what storms you're facing. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you believing? Are you receiving? Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who could be against us? Amen. It doesn't matter. New King James says, what then shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? It doesn't matter. I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Amen. And in closing, hallelujah. What to do when troubles come? Psalms 86:7 said it a few minutes ago. It says, in the days of trouble, I will call upon you and you will answer me. Amen. You know, we have faith. We have confidence. We trust in Him. He's going to be there for us. Amen. He never left us or forsake us. Amen. Since when storms of life come, spend time with Him. Seek first His kingdom. Amen. And His seek Him first. Amen. Matthew 6:33. Spend time with Him. Meditate on His word. Renew your mind on a daily basis. Well, not daily basis, but as often as needed. Renew your mind. Believe God's promises. Believe His word. You know, you got to get in His word and dig it out, you know, and read it. And know what His promises are. Amen. And you can stand on the word and His promises. Amen. He is faithful. Amen. He is faithful. Count your blessings. Get rid of excess baggage. Time wasters. Dream busters. Some people are going to be jealous because they want to be like you, but they don't want to give up the world. They don't want to give up the sin. They don't want to give up things. And they're going to try to get you to come with them. Amen. So get rid of excess baggage. Them still people, they're still doing the same thing. You know, year after year after year, the same thing. They're still, you know what? Get rid of excess baggage. Time wasters, dream busters. Vision busters, whatever busters you want to call them. Guard your words. Guard your words. Zip the lip and speak faith-filled words. Speak the word of God. Amen. Don't say, well, you know, I try, but I can't ever learn it. Well, you can. You can learn it. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ. It says to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. It's for us. We're His warriors. We're His soldiers, you know. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. We need it on a daily basis. Why? Because we fight a spiritual battle each and every day. Amen. It says, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Hide in Him. Believe in Him. Depend on Him. Remember what He has done. Be still before Him and acknowledge His power in your life and circumstances. Amen. Woo, do you receive, church? So do I. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You watching, again, you know, you've been running too long. It's time for you to come home. You know, hey, them troubles are going to keep coming. But you know, when you're on God's team, you know what to do. When you get the Word of God in you, you know, nothing can defeat you. Amen. So you know what? All you need to do is say, Lord, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Come in my life so I can start living for You. Amen. Get in a Bible-based church where they study the Word. Amen. And you get your Bible and start reading the Word and get it in you so it can flow out of you. Amen. Or you rededicate your life. You know, you've been running from Him. So it's time to rededicate yourself back to Him, you know, and come back just like prodigal son and says, you know, here I am, Lord. Use me. And you know what? He says, go. Go. Amen. go and do for him. Praise God. If you have sickness in your body, do what I do. I speak the word of God over myself all every day. Every day. And say, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Sickness, I don't receive you. Amen. Jesus has no sickness to give you. He put it at the, he was put on him on the cross. By his stripes, those stripes, I am well, I'm healed. But you got to speak it. Amen. So, you know what? He's got no sickness. Don't let nobody tell you he put it on you. He got no sickness to give you. He took it so we don't have to go through it. But we got to confess what the word of God says. By his stripes, I'm healed. So body, line up with the word of God. Receive your healing and be healed. No malfunctions in my body in Jesus' name. Everything functioning the way he created it to function. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed. I don't know about you. And it's time to give. It says, those of you watching, those of you listening, you still want to pay your tithes and offerings. All you have to do is go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and hit that, press that donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC PO Box 252, Moffat, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend. And all we want to say is we love you and thank you. And have a blessed day. Amen.